This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 minutes after the hour, Tuesday the 11th of April is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, it's your job. Yes, I put that in quotation marks. Your distinct pleasure because you do a program that's heard in San Bernardino. And I'm betting that what happened there yesterday, the love gone wrong story, the husband fatally shoots his wife after she tells him she doesn't want to be with him anymore, kills himself, kills somebody in the classroom. There are 100 different directions that I could go in with this, but they have all been traveled most of, well, actually, that's not true. I have a theory that has become more a part of what I'm thinking about all these events. But first, from your perspective on the air, talking about this yesterday, where did you go with it?
Well, I mean, I think we look at the community first because that's where the station is, where we do the program. And the community's been through a lot since the 2015, it was in December of 2015, the terrorist attacks, six miles from where the school is roughly, I think. And then the city itself has been going through bankruptcy. Crime has been spiking. I think it was the most, they've had the most murder
deaths.
Exactly,
a flower pot of Southern California.
That's right, but you know, it wasn't always a terrible community. It's just, it seems like it's fallen on this bit of bad luck and poor management in the city. And so then you have this story breaking yesterday. And, you know, when I went on the air, we didn't have the information as to who exactly the shooters were. And we hadn't found out yet that poor 8-year-old boy had actually passed away. And that's the heartbreaking part of all of it. Is that, you know, these disputes are horrible, yes, between the two of them. The fact that they're done in a school, in a classroom, is ridiculous, and that kids' lives are at risk. The parents were an interesting wrinkle to all of this. Is the idea of cell phones in classrooms. And this particular school did not allow cell phones in classrooms, although the school superintendent said...
You're talking about students or you're talking about teachers?
Students. Said that
wow,
every...
the kids are in the fourth and fifth
They're in
grade
elementary now. School. But a lot of parents were going a little apoplectic because they said, look, we didn't know if it was our kid that was shot. We didn't know where our children were because they put them in lockdown mode and then moved them to the campus of Cal State University San Bernardino so that the parents could then be reunited with them somewhere off-site. And so for a chunk of time, parents were not able to contact their kids, and they started really questioning whether or not kids should be allowed to have these cell phones so that in case something like this happened, they'd be allowed to call their parents. And that was an interesting wrinkle that came out of all this.
Okay. No. The answer to that is no. No, 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 no.
Well, enough. I get it, and it's easy to say no from where you are. But if you've got an 8-year-old in a classroom,
what would you do
if
we didn't have this technology? What would
and then all of a sudden you want a and so all of a sudden you want a cell phone. I mean, I understand that as as a parent thinking, gosh, I want to be able to get to my kid at all times.
Nope. There's more to this. Well, that's the factual side to it, and I'm not arguing with you, and you know that. I'm arguing with the premise that this is the way to control situations like this, is to have everybody have more confusing information. The school handled it well. They were all taken away, put in a place where the parents could be with them that wouldn't have put them in proximity to the horror of what the event was. I think the system, from what I hear, Jennifer, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, seemed to handle it pretty well, frankly. And so we have all this other stuff, these side issues that crop up, which make it a great conversation and an important conversation because there are so many different aspects to this. The lady said to him, I don't want to be married to you anymore. I don't love you anymore, and our relationship is over. So this guy can't handle it, doesn't have, he instead of going to somebody for help, he grabs a gun. And that seems to be the first instinct with so many people here that can't handle what's going on in their lives. They want to eliminate the problem, which unfortunately is them, but they eliminate somebody else before they eliminate themselves. And so we have this ring around the rosy again, focusing on guns, mental health, and the stuff that never gets settled. The conversation is the same time after time after time after time after time. But there's a different sort of approach to it, if I may. And it actually comes out, well, there were two different approaches to this. One of them has to do with men who cannot accept the situation as it exists. The lady doesn't want to be with him anymore, for whatever the reason. He doesn't accept it. And more often than not, men do this to women. When men say to women, "I'm sorry, I don't want to be married to you anymore," how often do you hear of a woman going out getting a gun and shooting a guy? You don't hear those things because they don't happen. Maybe they do once in a while, but you don't hear about them to the extent that the man who doesn't have the skills or the wherewithal to deal with whatever the reality is in a way that's acceptable grabs a gun. That's the first thing. Let's grab a gun. I'm going to shoot somebody. And so instead of the first line of defense, it becomes the last line of defense. That is trying to work it through, think it through, and understand why it is that this woman doesn't want to be with you anymore. But these people are selfish. They're not very bright. There are all kinds of different ways of reading. I don't know anything about this guy, but I will guarantee you that somebody who pulls this has had some other markers, though, and that's probably why she didn't want to be with him. Again, I'm speculating, but guys, women during that era of their lives, and this is not supposed to sound sexist, so maybe you guys are going to take a shot at me, you and Victoria, Jennifer, but it isn't meant to be. When women are in, this woman's 53 years old, her husband's 53. My guess is that she was going through some changes in her life that women go through. And women often, if there's a time that they're going to be uncomfortable or uninterested or they don't want to be with the man for whatever the reason, the men don't accept it. But women also have this sort of thing as part of who they are and what they are. And I think that a good man would understand it and love his woman through it and show her that he loved her. And thus, again, there's a lot of speculation here, but I've seen men who don't understand what's going on with women, and they get angry about it.
Well, I don't know. I think it would be it's premature to speculate that this was menopausal.
I'm not saying, in this case, I'm just giving you a general overview of what men can't take.
Men do this. Well, I mean, men do this all the time, though. I mean, we're speculating about the reason for the end of their relationship. We don't know anything about it. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people wait till they're in their 50s because they wait till their kids are grown so that it's not a burden on their children.
Yep.
Sometimes it might be hormonal. Sometimes maybe they just can't stomach the guy anymore, so they have to get rid of him.
Whatever.
I mean, it's hard to argue
to
quarterback
too.
It. And a lot of times men will say, well, you know what? This model got a little old. We need to get a newer model. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's many different reasons for it. What I think is interesting is when you do have, and maybe this is now a reevaluation for some people who might be going through what this woman was going through. Mm-hmm. This school was very contained. It was hard for people to get in and out. They had to be passed through.
Yeah.
The school office checked this guy in because they knew him. Yeah. And allowed him into the school.
As the husband of the teacher.
Correct.
Yep.
So if you are a woman in this situation, and maybe your husband has started acting a little funny, maybe the first step is making sure that they don't allow him to just waltz right into the school so that he can have a chat with you. I mean, that's maybe step number one.
This is where you're at work. You shouldn't be allowed. Your husband, you shouldn't be, should is not the right word, but under the circumstances, when you're at work, you're at work. And it bothers me when I see and hear stories about men and women who are married or in relationships. They just go in and they interrupt what's going on in the workplace and they think that it's more important to be able to talk. That's, you talk after hours. Okay, you work 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever, so you got the rest of the day to talk through whatever it is that's bothering you. Stay away from the workplace. Okay, so that's another scenario. You have another one, Jennifer, that you want to explore?
No, I mean, I think it's early to play. I haven't been wanting to play the scenario game too much because it's just been, it's too tragic to think about not just the lives of the teacher and her husband, but about the kid that passed away. Special needs 8-year-old boy, it's just...
Well, this is a special needs school, apparently, or a class in the school that was special needs. So, I'm going to, were two other assistants in the room, too, by the way. There wasn't just the one teacher. There were two other people that were watching this happen that were adults. And mind the kids. What is this going to do? You see, you selfish bastard, you pull this stuff off because you don't care. You're interested in yourself. I'm mad because my wife doesn't love me anymore. So you go shoot another kid, you selfish bastard, and you shoot up everything, and you horrifically affect the lives of these 15 children that are in the room that are already somewhat compromised because most of them are special needs youngsters, so they have issues anyway. And so, you selfish bastard, you go in and you shoot your wife because she doesn't love you anymore, and you take out other people and you affect the lives of these youngsters and their families for who knows how long.
Yeah.
You selfish bastard, you. How else do you look at it? No matter whether the guy was crazy or not. And if it sounds like I'm really the vitriol is heavy here, but that's all he is. He's a selfish bastard. And I have no other... Well, there's one other thing that may find its way into your head and you'll think, okay, Doug's now certifiable, but you know I am anyway because you've been around me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm reading a book, excuse me, at the moment, about what's going on, and this in a way trails back to what I did in that course that I took last Saturday about the brain. And you remember, I think I said on the air yesterday, Jennifer, that one of the people, and I'm going to have this person, I'm going to try to get both of them on the air. One of them can't really speak too much. But the other one is the country, if not the world's foremost expert when it comes to the effects of gaming on our brain. Gaming being video games. And what it's doing to an entire section of the population. And the anger that comes from all the video games that are popular are about murder and shooting and killing and what that does. And then the subset to that is that one of the people at this conference works for the government. He cannot be identified. He didn't use his right name. But he was there to tell us the story about what the government is doing with pilots that are out of control. They bring pilots in, and they want them to be good at what they do with a joystick and basically a screen. So these people make great pilots, but they also can't deal with anything else in society or their colleagues. They're all, not all of them, but many of them, are getting into serious trouble because they have no social skills. And there's a whole department that nobody in the military wants you to know about that deals with these people who are great soldiers because they're easy to train to kill, but then what do you do with them after they go out with a gun? What do you do when you bring them back to the barracks? So there's that, and this is sort of the same thing. We're teaching people to kill with these games. And if you're off anyway, now there's that, the book that I'm reading is about beings that are coming to our planet from other places and whether or not they are infecting. We have no way of knowing this, and people will really... Okay, Doug's got his Cheerios upside down and inside out. But there are people who are coming up. This is a George Norrie bit, I suppose, in manner of speaking.
I know, that's right. I feel like I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah, that there are people who are coming into the world, coming onto our planet from elsewhere. And yesterday we were talking about...
And what are they doing here?
They are influencing, they're changing people's minds, they're making people's minds mush, or they are becoming part of the society and they do these things because they can't seem to figure out how to live here. There are all kinds of stories and theories, but no matter what, this stuff continuing is just plain wrong, and yet we're not doing anything about it. Nothing. Zero. 21 past the hour. Food for thought, I hope, from the DJB experience.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Move on from Chuck Berry. Well,
this part of the program is aimed at bringing you musical news about people who are in or have been in the world of pop music. Chuck Berry certainly was there as the founder of this sound, in a sense. All the attention that we've given to him since he actually died, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I think? 3 weeks ago?
About that, yeah.
March 18th, so that's, yeah, what's today, the 11th, so it's almost a month ago. So he was buried yesterday in St. Louis. His fans began lining up outside of the venue for a public viewing on Sunday morning. He was in a white suit, a purple shirt, and his captain's hat. And they put a guitar in with him. His Gibson guitar was buried with him as well.
This is not appropriate.
Yeah, but this is grotesque. Want to go look at some dead guy in a...
A lot of people in their religion feel like that's part of the grieving process.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, there was a guitar-shaped floral arrangement. Rolling Stones sent that next to his casket. Thank you for the inspiration. With fondest memories, Mick, Keith, Charlie, and Ronnie. The card read. And then after the viewing, there was a celebration of life with Gene Simmons, Paul Schaefer, the founder of Chess Records, paying respects to Chuck Berry. The congressman from the area read remarks written by former President Clinton, who recruited Berry to perform at his presidential inaugurations. Gene Simmons didn't plan to speak, but he did take the podium to thank Chuck. He said, quote, "Without Chuck Berry, I would not be here, and everything that came that became this huge thing called rock and roll started with a guy who just wanted to make people feel good and forget about the traffic jams." And then, you know what? That's true. He was just a kid. Imagine, though, being he was a star at the age of 19, this guy. And he was a star through his whole life. So what's that? 71 years. This guy was on the top of everybody's mind when it came to a real rock and roll. 71 years.
Crazy.
God love the guy.
And his early years are really what changed music. I mean, it's incredible the influence this one person had.
Speaking of that, people.
Victoria, you lead into another story about somebody who had amazing, amazing influence on pop music and country music. So our attention goes to Patsy Cline, who was the inspiration behind a new museum that's opened in Nashville. The space where the Johnny Cash Museum opened a couple of years ago, attracting crowds, opened last week. It was on Friday, I think. And over the weekend, huge crowds coming in to look at the studios, the albums, and the whole business that's part of her life. She had a really interesting life, but she was killed early in a plane crash. I think it was 1963, if I'm not mistaken. 30 years old, another one of those things, you know, the big bopper. There were a couple of different, when Buddy Holly went down, the big bopper and Ritchie Valens, I think they weren't even 30 yet. I don't think there was one of them
it's
in there.
Super young, yeah.
Yeah, so
it was not a good time to fly when you were a young star for a while.
No, but those small planes, private planes, were horrible then. Ricky Nelson died in a plane accident, same kind of thing. He was in his, I think, 40s, though. But the point with Patsy Cline is that she had this voice and this sound and this ability to always sound sad. Everything she did.
She was an emotional singer, for sure.
Yeah. And that's where she...
But it's kind of amazing when you think of Patsy Cline, you think of this just huge influence on music like Chuck Berry. Right. Chuck Berry had 71 years. Patsy Cline only had 3 albums and 30 years.
And this was her biggest song. 28 past the hour on the DJV thing. Hi.
Clay people, this is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If people were made of clay, we might be able to easily see how they can transform from one thing to another. We're not made of clay, however, but of sterner stuff, to borrow from Mark Anthony. And the reality is that oftentimes when we make changes in our lives, few, if any, others even notice. So who do we make the changes for? Others or ourselves? Or both? And who is supposed to notice? And who has to notice? And can you notice the changes in others, even if they're minute? Maybe you could start by looking for the changes in others, because the more you can notice their efforts, perhaps others will start to notice yours. Even though we're not made of clay, we are capable of making profound changes, most of which begin in subtle ways. For inspiration to change what you need to change, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico insurance agent...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour now, DJB Experience with Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Sometimes we're silly, sometimes we're smart, sometimes we're serious, sometimes we're all of those things. That's what makes this an interesting go-round every day, because you can't really predict what any or all of us are going to say. At the controls in our studio in Washington is Kara Schillen. The video showing the United passenger being dragged off the flight. Yesterday we touched on this a little bit, but the outrage has been appropriate, loud, the unbelievable bad PR. And I have a lot of respect. A fellow named Berthune, who used to be the president of Continental before they merged with United, I have great respect for him. Most of you, I hope, have respect for me and my feelings about what goes on in the airline industry, because I travel a lot and I am curious and interested, and I am, I don't know, expert isn't the right word for it, but I'm very... I think that I have, credible points of view when it comes to planes, airlines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because of my experience over the years. And I'll happily tell you what my experiences are, good or bad. I think I'm beginning to understand how to work with a new American so that I can basically make my tickets and money work
for me in a way that is more acceptable than if I were trying to deal with United or with Delta. I won't deal with Southwest because I just don't like them. But I really don't care for any of them. I am looking for a reason to like them because I want to have a positive experience, and I want you to as well when you get on a plane. But when you see what happened, when you see the complete, the Berthium, the reason I brought him up is because he said the passenger was acting in an unruly fashion. Well, of course he was acting in an unruly fashion. That would be acceptable since he was told after he paid for the seat he was sitting in that he had to get out of it and he couldn't go back home to Louisville until tomorrow because some United employee had to get there and take his seat and not have the United employee's not paying for the seat. This guy paid for the seat. He said, no, I don't want to get off the plane. And they said, yeah, you have to because the computer picked your name. He told the guys to go screw. And he did it in a nice way. I wouldn't have done it in a nice way, and you wouldn't have gotten me off that plane. And I wouldn't have thought anybody else who
you
had.
You would have been the guy being carried off.
I would have been the guy that they carried off. And it wouldn't have been just me dragging on the floor either. And yeah. I'd be suing the living hell out of them today.
This guy is going to do the same thing.
I hope he does.
From what I've read, United is actually well within their rights of doing this. It's in the passengers'
bill of rights. By the way, there are bills before Congress to change all that. I'll tell you about
it in a minute. That they can ask somebody to get off the flight like this. But that being said, if someone's giving you lip, don't you try to either reason with them? I don't think that you pull a man off the plane when he wasn't acting violently to begin with. If he's just saying, look, I paid for this seat, and he's giving you a little bit of lip, you go in there and you make a deal with the guy, or you say, look, this guy does not want to get off the flight. What else can we do? I mean, I think they had offered up to $1,000 in credits already for people to give up their seat.
Yeah.
But part two of this is they were going, I think they were going to Louisville, was that right?
Yes. Yep.
Couldn't they have just driven the flight crew? I mean, would it have been that difficult? I mean, I know that there are rules and you have to keep them out of the plane and you have to make sure they've had a certain amount of rest. But wouldn't that have been easier to find someone to drive these people than to insist that someone be pulled off of a flight?
Put them on the next flight. Put them on a different flight.
Buy them a ticket on another airline. I mean, isn't there something else they could have done?
Yes. There is. There are plenty of other things they could have done. United deserves every single bit of bad publicity and then some for this. They continue whatever goes on with the leggings and all that other stuff. But these people, the blunt force trauma that comes from having an operation of over 100,000 people that you can't control because they're spread out all over the world. There are policies, and there are supervisors, and there are people in charge of the airport here and there. But these people are pretty much, once you get a job at an airline, there's very little supervision after they've trained you. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a flight attendant, a pilot, whether you're behind a counter. They are told what to do, and unless they're completely off, they're off their rocker, they get to keep their jobs. Thus, the person who I will talk to yesterday, I called the American Airlines Business Extra line to use my Business Extra credits for my upgrade this week when I go back to Boston. And Leigh was fabulous. She fixed the problem, went to another part of the building to straighten out something that didn't seem to make any sense. Now, that was the exact opposite of the deal that I had when I talked to a gentleman in the same office last week. He was a complete idiot. He didn't want to help me. He told me I was wrong. And as a result, he screwed up my reservation to come out here last Thursday. And so you have this distinct difference in quality control. And then you begin to wonder, okay, wait a minute. If the people are this whacked, what do they do about taking care of the planes? If the people who you deal with have this much, the supervision is that bad, so who's supervising the guy who's changing the oil?
That's true.
And putting the plug back, because jet engines have oil just like every other engine has. You got to change the oil, and who's checking this? Do you know that on these planes there are just three bolts that hold the engines on to the wings? Three.
Thank you for that.
They're called pylons, and they're about an inch and a half. These bolts are about an inch and a half thick, and they can readily change the engines in about 4 hours. They drop them down, They got a problem with them. They put another one up there. They connect all the wires. They put the four pylons on. That's what happened, by the way. Here, you want a nightmare? It was an American Airlines DC-10. You can look this up, as a matter of fact. You can Google it. Just Google DC-10 crashes in Chicago. And what you will see is the effect of somebody in the maintenance division at the hangar in Chicago who didn't put one of the bolts, one of the pylons on correctly. So as the plane was taking off, the engine fell off. The plane tipped to the side and crashed and killed everybody on board.
And when was this?
I would have said this would be in the 80s, the early 80s. I'm going to guess.
I feel like the DC-9 and DC-10s were always crashing.
Such a bad rap for a long time.
They got renamed as the MD-88 or something, didn't they?
No, it was an MD. The MD-11 was the replacement for the DC-10. DC-9 is the MD-80 that you're talking about, or the 88.
They got renamed,
that's
right.
Still fly. And as a matter of fact, the what is now the Boeing 717, excuse me, was a remake of that plane. So there were rear engine, two rear engines. On the plane, that's how you can figure them out. Did you Google? Benton Kara's already found it. The pictures, the video of that are so amazing. And, you know, that's what happens because they didn't have good supervision for whatever the reason. So I give you this.
We have a family friend, a very close family friend, who's been a longtime pilot with different airlines, and he works for United now. And he has said that the DC slash MD-80s, whatever you want to call them, that they're already difficult, even in if they're in pristine condition, they're difficult to fly because they're very back heavy, bottom heavy, whatever
they're
you want to call them.
Right.
And he said that they're, you know, like a lot of pilots really don't like it when they get assigned to those planes just because of that fact. And that's when the bolts are screwed in.
The that plane is pretty much out of service at American. They still have a lot of them at Delta. They have very few at United.
I think they get sold off to like Spirit and Southwest, don't they? Other airlines buy them.
Southwest only uses a 737, I think.
737 used to be when
Spirit must have them.
Southwest took over Air One or whatever that. What was the name of that other airline that had the 717s and the MD-80s? The Airtran. So they took over Airtran a couple of years ago, and they all of those planes went to Delta. They were 717s. They weren't in the MD-80s, but they all went. They were originally TWA planes. They had come off the production line and went to TWA, and when TWA was taken over by American, American sold them all to Airtran, and then Airtran merged with Southwest, and now they've all been sold off to. You want to hear a good? This is a good inside story.
Look at Dougie. This is Doug's total jam. He loves this stuff.
So here's the story with MD-8.
Meanwhile, I'm checking to see what plane we're flying on for our honeymoon.
We may talk about Harry Styles, ladies, but Doug does plane gossip.
Kara, right. Your father works at the airport. Did you find that? I always turn to her because I know she. The first thing she'll do.
I'm not
Google.
A plane expert, but.
Well, no, but did you find the video of that crash that I was talking about?
I did not, and I don't think. I don't think I want to see it.
I don't think I want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want. Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Anyway, the MD-80 story. They were the McDonnell Douglas company was bought by Boeing about 20 years ago, and so they stopped making all of those planes because Boeing only wants to make planes with engines on the wings for fairly obvious reasons that you just explained, Jennifer, in terms of it's a very hard plane to fly and nobody likes to fly them, and they're really kind of crappy to drive in. I mean, to fly, they got two seats on one side, three on the other. They're a lousy, uncomfortable, noisy plane, but they were cheap, and that's why so many of them got sold. Anyway, so now they're all about 30 years old, and some airlines have, Boeing has made deals with most of the airlines to replace them with 737s. But in order, they can't keep up with the production of the 737, and the airlines then say, well, okay, if you can't give me a plane, I'll go buy some from Airbus. And Boeing says, no, wait a minute, you've got 100 of these MD-80s, so we're going to change the lease price for those MD-80s to $8,000 a month. All you got to pay is $8,000 a month for a plane that has the same capacity as a brand new 737 that costs $250,000 a month to lease.
So you have, wait a minute, we're going to weigh this here. I got a bunch of old MD-80s that will cost me $8,000 a month. I can't get new Boeing planes for another year. And even when I get them, it's going to cost me $250,000 a month. So instead of going to Airbus to buy planes that I can get in 4 months, I'll keep running these old crap can Airbuses, MD-80s, for $8,000 a month. And that deal is, Delta has that deal. American had that deal. And I think there's one other airline that has the deal because they all ordered new 737s, but they want the new, they called it the 737 Neo, N-E-O, because they've changed the plane all over, superstructure, engines, all that stuff. And everybody wants those planes now. But you can only make, they can only run about three off of the, I think it's three a day is the max they can get out of the plant. And so everybody has to kind of wait their turn, and in order to keep them there, in the Boeing house, they're renting them planes for $8,000 a month. Now think about it for a second. How you can? It's hard to find. If you were leasing a brand new Rolls Royce, that's about what it would cost you to rent the Rolls Royce, about $7,500 a month. So let's see. I can get a car for $8,000 a month, or I can get a plane for $8,000. It's that silly. That's the kind of crazy stuff that goes on. Anyway. Meanwhile, back to the United thing and that passenger that was taken off. I just think that there's enough video floating around and enough of the information that came from the passenger said this guy was quiet. He wasn't being a jerk. He wasn't misbehaving. He just said, no, I got to get back to Louisville. I don't want to get off the plane. And, well, the computer picked you. You got to go. No, I don't want to go. I paid for the seat. Well,
and what happens if he was with a family, which I don't think he was in this case?
He was with his wife.
His wife was.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. So
she
the wife
to stay on the plane. Yeah.
Obviously, she gets off the plane, right?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
You're going to stay with your husband or your family.
I think you do when your husband starts bleeding from the mouth. That's when you go.
When you get, but he gets punched and stuff. United deserves every bit of bad publicity. If I had a United ticket right now, I'd throw it in the wastebasket.
And a lot of people are doing that. The CEO even tweeted about it and saying, you know, how sorry he was that this happened, and they're looking into it.
Yeah, but first he called
the
guy disruptive, which was ridiculous.
No, that was the other guy from Old Continental called him disruptive.
Oh.
That was the guy who was the, when I explained, the guy Berthian used to run Continental, and he did an excellent job bringing Continental around. He was a very good manager. And so when United took him over, he retired. So somebody interviewed him and said, what do you think? Well, it sounds to me like the passenger was disruptive. No. Sorry. You don't get a pass for this one. You don't get a pass. And these guys with, you know, heavy-handed security guys, bad news. 11 minutes before the hour here.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day, and I was like, oh, my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour, Tech Talk time now, presented by ZipRecruiter.com. In a moment, Victoria has the pleasure of giving you the ability to lower your electric bill. Ooh, that'll be good.
Mm.
And then, let's see, looks like Google is having a good time at the expense of its female workers. If we have time, we can say hello to Hyperloop One. That's if we have time. Right now, I have to bring you around to understanding how great, not good, but how great ZipRecruiter is. It's the fastest way to hire the best people. You can go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You can explain what you want for employees. You can post the jobs free. That special offer, because of your listening to the DJV show, is there explained. You can try ZipRecruiter first time free. This is a superb, not a good, but a superb way for you to find exactly who you need when you need them. And it doesn't make any difference where this person could come from, because there are 200 sites that are all affected. They are all connected to ZipRecruiter. So your job posting is going to go everywhere. Looking for a good position? Ought to go to ZipRecruiter as well. So you can get the jobs posted free if you use DJV. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's special offer, and it's when you go onto the website, you'll see, welcome DJV show listeners, here's the special offer, here's how to try ZipRecruiter free, and then you do it, and you get good employees, and you haven't sweated yourself to the next degree. All right, so try it, and use it, and like it, and go back and use it again. Find the right employees every time, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Victoria, tell us how we can lower our electric bill, please.
Well, you know, this is something we all, I've been seeing my electric bill climbing every
crazy.
Month.
It is crazy.
Gas bills are going crazy, electric bills are going crazy.
It
turns out there's an average, in America, there's an average of 40 items per household that are plugged in at any given time.
And
no one is using 40 items, 40 different electronic items. So now this actually takes up 20, a lot of these items when they're plugged in, any of these appliances, whether it's your stove or your refrigerator, TV, Wi-Fi, all of this, a lot of them, and this is what people don't realize, even when they're not turned on, they're still taking up 25%.
Out of your electric line. Yep.
25% of its full power. Now, this is what they call vampire power, because they literally are sucking. They're sucking the money from your account, and they're sucking energy. So, obviously, with large appliances, you can't get behind your stove and your refrigerator. Obviously, you don't want to unplug that. However, there are a lot of other items that are really sucking up a lot more energy than you would think. Your television, if you have a smart TV, it's taking up more energy than you think. Your cable, your satellite box, your Wi-Fi box.
A conspiracy.
Your DVD and Blu-ray disc player, which no one really uses anymore. More, but yet we, and I'm guilty of this too,
I
leave it plugged in all
the
time.
It's on. Yep, it's right there.
If you have a game console, if you have a printer, and no one really prints things. I mean, well, I know, Doug, you do. But, like, phone chargers, things like that.
Thank you.
Things that we don't, well, you do print. The rest of us try to save the environment and not print. But these are things that we don't think about. You charge your phone. What do? You unplug your phone from the charger, but you leave the charger plugged into the wall. That is sucking up at least 40% of its regular power. And so, obviously, walking around your house and unplugging things that aren't being used, not just your toaster, but really other things that are sucking up a lot of energy, do that immediately. Now, there are some really great power strips that you can set a timer for, and so at night when you go to bed, all of your electronics will turn off, and you're not going to be sucking power all night long. That can end up making, like, a big dent in your electric bill. There are other switches, wall switches. There's a line from Belkin, which is a great brand, and they're called Conserve branded switches, and they start at $6.99 just to buy the actual switches, but it can end up saving you a lot of money over the long, you know, the long haul. There's power strips from $29.99 to $39.99 that can cut all of the power from any residual power from any device. That's definitely something that's worth investing in. So vampire power is something that's been talked about a lot online, and consumers are more and more concerned. Con Edison is the power company that I have here in New York City, and they send out alerts, which is weird and rare, but they send out alerts saying this is how you can actually save on your electric bill. So it's something that everyone needs to look into, not just environmentally, but to save on your electric bill. You really want to make sure you're unplugging all this stuff or having a timer set, because at night you don't need this stuff plugged in.
A word
really
to the wise is sufficient. Excellent job covering that, Victoria. Thank you. Our tech talk brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.